In this country, jobs are disappearing at a rapid pace, and finding work can be tougher still for ex-soldiers who suffered serious injuries in America's wars abroad. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday takes us to a military job fair in San Antonio.
Hundreds of employers and recovering soldiers packed inside the Hiring Heroes Career Fair at Fort Sam Houston. It's close to Brooke Army Medical Center, where many injured service members recover. Most of the employers are federal institutions or defense contractors. Karen Otero helped organize the event. She gives advice to wounded warriors on how to market their skills.
And we try to transition those skills into a good resume that's going to transition them to a civilian career.
Sergeant Aaron Davis and Sergeant First Class Joseph James are just beginning to look for work.
For me, I'm kind of on the fence on whether I want to get out or if I want to stay in. If I do get out, I want to have a plan, so that's why I'm here today.
2008 in April, I got hit by a roadside bomb. Basically, it took both my legs. I have an above-knee amputation and below-knee amputation.
James is finishing up his Army medical discharge process and hopes to find a job in federal law enforcement.
So that's perfect time to be looking for jobs, so I have something lined up when I take the one step from going from Sergeant First Class James, I can go to, you know, Mr. James or Agent James, who knows, right?
The Defense Department has held these career fairs for several years, but in an economy where jobs are few, the events are a lifeline for recovering vets looking for work. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.